When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The Flamingo Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas is more than just an iconic destination on the Strip. It's a landmark steeped in history, glamour, and some say, the supernatural. Built in 1946 under the vision of mobster Benjamin Bugsy Siegel, the Flamingo was meant to be a paradise in the desert, the crown jewel of Sin City. But Siegel's dream came at a high cost, both financially and personally. Just months after its opening, Bugsy was gunned down in a hail of bullets, his death shrouded in mystery and mob intrigue. Decades later, tales of Bugsy Siegel's ghost roaming the halls of the Flamingo began to emerge. Guests and staff alike report unsettling encounters from the presidential suite to the lush gardens that Siegel himself once admired. Shadowy figures, cold drafts, and whispers in the night have all added to the Flamingo's reputation as one of the most haunted places in Las Vegas. But are these sightings the restless spirit of a mobster gone too soon? Or simply the product of a city built on legends and illusions? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Flamingo Hotel and Casino stands as one of the most famous landmarks in Las Vegas, a glittering reminder of the city's evolution from a dusty desert outpost to the entertainment capital of the world. But beneath its dazzling exterior lies a tale rooted in crime, ambition, and perhaps the supernatural. The Flamingo's story begins with its founder, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel, a man whose vision for luxury and decadence would forever change the landscape of Las Vegas and, according to some, leave behind a ghostly imprint. Bugsy Siegel was no ordinary mobster. Handsome, charismatic, and ambitious, he envisioned a world-class resort that would cater to the wealthy and famous. In 1945, he partnered with William R. Wilkerson to finance and construct the Flamingo. Siegel eventually muscled Wilkerson out of the project, taking full control and pouring millions into its construction. The Flamingo opened its doors on December 26, 1946, but it was far from a success. Financial mismanagement, construction delays, and accusations of skimming funds left Siegel in hot water with his mob connections. Just 6 months after the Flamingo's grand opening on June 20, 1947, Siegel was assassinated in Beverly Hills. Though no one was ever officially charged, many believe the hit was ordered by his former associates, who had grown tired of his extravagant spending and inability to deliver immediate profits. The Flamingo, however, soon became a roaring success, paving the way for Las Vegas as we know it today. Among the Flamingo's many attractions, the presidential suite holds a special place in its lore. Once considered the pinnacle of luxury, it is now infamous for its eerie atmosphere. Staff and guests have reported cold spots, flickering lights, and even the feeling of being watched. Some claim to have seen the spectral figure of a man in a dark suit, believed to be Bugsy Siegel himself. The connection between Siegel's violent death and the Flamingo's alleged hauntings is a key aspect of the hotel's paranormal reputation. For years, people have speculated that Siegel's unfinished business, or perhaps his emotional attachment to the hotel, may have tethered his spirit to the property. The first reports of strange occurrences date back to the 1950s, not long after Siegel's death. Housekeepers described hearing footsteps echoing in empty hallways, Casino staff reported doors slamming without explanation, and guests began recounting stories of unsettling encounters during their stays. One chilling account involved a visitor who awoke in the middle of the night to see a shadowy figure standing at the foot of their bed, only for it to vanish moments later. The hotel's gardens, an area Siegel reportedly loved, are another hotspot for paranormal activity. Visitors have spoken of seeing an apparition matching Siegel's description strolling through the pathways. Others have heard whispers or felt sudden drops in temperature while walking the grounds. These early accounts laid the groundwork for the Flamingo's reputation as a haunted landmark. Not everyone is convinced that Bugsy Siegel's ghost is responsible for these eerie occurrences. Skeptics point to psychological factors such as the power of suggestion. The Flamingo's mob history is well known, and the tales of Siegel's ghost have become part of its allure. Guests primed by these stories may interpret ordinary events like creaking floors or dimming lights as supernatural. Environmental factors also play a role. The Flamingo is one of the oldest properties on the Strip, and its infrastructure has undergone countless renovations. Uneven floors, old electrical wiring, and natural drafts could easily explain many of the reported phenomena. However, these explanations haven't stopped the stories from spreading or the Flamingo from becoming a must-visit destination for paranormal enthusiasts. As the years went on, the accounts of paranormal activity became more detailed and, in some cases, more dramatic. From disembodied voices to full-body apparitions, the Flamingo's reputation as a haunted hotel grew. While some believe these stories are rooted in fact, others see them as a clever marketing ploy. Either way, the Flamingo remains a fascinating case study in how history and legend can intertwine. As the Flamingo Hotel and Casino flourished, so did its reputation as a hub of paranormal activity. Over the decades, reports of ghostly encounters intensified, with visitors and staff alike sharing chilling accounts of strange phenomena. Whether it's the restless spirit of Bugsy Siegel or other unexplainable forces, the Flamingo has become a hotspot for those seeking a brush with the supernatural. The Presidential Suite remains at the heart of the Flamingo's ghost stories. Numerous guests have recounted eerie experiences during their stays. One notable account involved a couple who claimed they were awakened by the sound of shattering glass, only to find the room untouched. Others have reported hearing muffled conversations in the suite, as though an unseen gathering was taking place. Perhaps the most unnerving reports come from those who claim to have seen Siegel himself. Guests have described a sharply dressed man appearing at the edge of their vision, only to vanish when they turn to look. Some have even spoken of an intense feeling of being watched, as though an unseen presence was scrutinizing their every move. The gardens surrounding the Flamingo are another focal point for ghostly activity. Siegel was known to spend time here, finding moments of calm amidst the chaos of his empire. Visitors often report seeing a figure matching Siegel's description, walking the paths, seemingly lost in thought. These sightings are often accompanied by cold breezes or the faint smell of cigar smoke. One particularly eerie account involved a group of tourists who claimed they saw a man in a vintage suit sitting on a bench in the garden. When they approached, the figure reportedly faded into thin air, leaving them in stunned silence. The stories don't end with guests. Employees of the Flamingo have their own chilling tales to share. A security guard once reported chasing what he thought was an intruder through the gardens, only for the figure to disappear before his eyes. Housekeepers have spoken of objects moving on their own, including towels being folded and stacked in impossible patterns. Casino workers have described lights flickering on and off in the middle of the night, as well as slot machines activating without explanation. One longtime employee recalled hearing laughter echoing through an empty casino floor, a sound that left her questioning her own sanity. The Flamingo has drawn the attention of countless paranormal investigators, each eager to uncover the truth behind its ghostly reputation. Many believe the hotel is home to what's known as a residual haunting, a replay of past events, like an emotional imprint left on the environment. This theory aligns with sightings of Siegel in the gardens or the sounds of distant voices in the suite. Others argue that the hauntings are more than residual. Reports of interactive phenomena, such as objects moving or apparitions reacting to those around them, suggest the presence of an intelligent haunting. If true, this would mean that Siegel, or some other entity, is aware of its surroundings and capable of influencing them. And despite the numerous accounts and investigations, the true nature of the flamingo's hauntings remains a mystery. Some speculate that Siegel's violent death left his spirit tethered to the place where his dreams and his life came to a tragic end. Others suggest that the hotel's long history, marked by countless lives and events, has created a rich tapestry of paranormal energy. The Flamingo has embraced its haunted reputation, offering ghost tours and leaning into the allure of its supernatural side. Yet for all the stories and theories, one question lingers. Is the Flamingo truly haunted, or is it all part of the spectacle that makes Las Vegas what it is? For now, the answer remains elusive as the ghost of Bigsy Siegel continues to captivate the imaginations of those who visit the iconic Flamingo Hotel. The Flamingo Hotel and Casino stands as a testament to the colorful, chaotic, and often dark history of Las Vegas. From Bugsy Siegel's ambitious dream and untimely death to the countless ghostly encounters reported over the decades, the Flamingo bridges the gap between history and legend. It's a place where the past refuses to stay buried, where whispers of old Vegas mingle with the glitz of the modern strip. But let's pause for a moment and think critically. Could all of these accounts, cold spots, shadowy figures, and phantom voices be the product of confirmation bias? When people walk into the Flamingo armed with the knowledge of its mobster past and tales of Siegel's ghost, their minds may be primed to turn ordinary creaks and shadows into something supernatural. Add to that the Flamingo's aging infrastructure, which could easily create the illusion of paranormal activity, and you've got a recipe for endless ghost stories. Still, there's something undeniably compelling about the idea of Bugsy Siegel, a man who gambled with his life to build a legacy, lingering in the halls and gardens of his creation. Whether his spirit truly haunts the Flamingo or it's just the weight of history we're feeling, one thing's for sure, the Flamingo's story is far from ordinary. I'm Tony Bruschi, and this has been your Paranormal Deep Dive. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and can join us again for another journey into the unknown.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts, and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.